Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am, and with me is my friendly neighborhood monk. Yes, he's mine, people. Kephis.
Hey, I'm everybody's friendly neighborhood. Whatever.
I don't know what happened there. I guess I was claiming as my co-host. That must be.
Yes,
it.
You were.
So, Kef, what have you been up to in gaming this week?
In gaming, I've been kind of playing all kinds of different stuff. There's a game called Don't Starve, which is insane and fun and holy crap, and been playing that a lot. Still playing Ocarina of Time, which is still a blast, holy crap. And playing some Warcraft and doing some new leveling up and catching more pets and beating spirit tamers and holy crap, it's been awesome. So, yeah, it's been a cool week.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Nice video games, you adjectives, know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, so lots and lots of video games and lots of fun. Can't complain. What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've also been playing Don't Starve, and ever since the new update, I've just been having a huge amount of fun. Oh my gosh, you guys. I love the way it looks. I love the gameplay. I love everything about it. It's just been super fun. I've also finally buckled down, and I defeated all of the Cataclysm Tamers and all of the Mists of Pandaria Tamers. And yeah, I finally got my hat because I was leveling and I wanted a hat. And I was like, well, fine, there's nothing stopping me, so I'm going to go get my hat. And it was what? Courageous Yao, I think is his name? Some panda who's all courageous because he fights with bunny rabbits? Yeah, he was the most difficult guy ever, though Aki made me rage quit. I don't even know why. I just got really upset after like 3 losses. I'm like, I'm done. I'm just done. Yep. I'm tired of losing tonight. I'm not doing that again.
Yep. Icky-yacky.
And I had a bug where none of the tamers would fight me. I guess they heard I was coming or something after, you know, I defeat Northrend and then Cataclysm. Yep. And then I headed on over right to Pandaria. I beat 2 guys. And then for some reason, the rest of them bugged out. And they were like, one day we shall fight, but that day is not today. And I'm like, no. Uh-uh. So I had to reload and then log out, and then finally they would go, oh, well, I guess that day is today. Let's fight.
Oh, man.
But that's basically it.
Pet battles in a nutshell.
So, let's jump into a very, very brief, very, very short news section. Should we even do a bumper for this?
I don't even think we need to do a bumper for this. I think we should just keep going.
All right, Kef, well, why don't you take the news?
All right, sure. If you're not playing Warcraft at all, then you wouldn't know this, but if you're playing, we're telling you what you already know, because the Lunar Festival has started, and you can visit the Elders. So go get your lamps and lanterns.
Yep.
Seriously, if you didn't know this, then shame on you.
Well, it's good XP.
Yes.
And, you know, lamps, lanterns, we need these things. They are really cool looking. I love them. Other than that, the PTR has been updated, and like we predicted, they are changing their changes in such confusing ways that we're not quite sure we follow them yet. But rest assured, when things have all settled and the dust has cleared, we will let you know each and every change that has been decided on permanently when 5.2 hits.
Yep. Toad models. That's all I want to say.
New pets. We don't know how to get them.
Right.
Not worth mentioning. All right, so... no bumper for this one either, guys, because we've decided to take you back to the beginning. Turns out we have not described how to properly pet battle since our first episode back in the beta. And some things have changed, and new bugs abound, and other things have happened. And we thought, well, for the new pet battler just trying to get started, this whole thing can be very confusing. So why not lend a hand like we set out to do initially?
Let's do that. Where do you start pet battles? Well, you start in the starting cities, which would include Brill, Falconwing Square, Razor Hill, Karagath, Goldshire, and the rest. You need to know your own race's cities, so there.
Yeah, basically that city you hit around level 10.
Yeah.
You can also train up in your major faction cities, Stormwind and Orgrimmar. Now, this is actually very important. The quest chain you pick up by learning pet battles will eventually send you there, and this will be your new pet battling hub.
Correct. And, yeah, my mind just went like.
It's cool.
Yep. And conveniently enough, since you'll be going to these cities around level 5, you need to be level 5 to access pet battles, just like you need to be level 5 to access other professions.
Fishing, tailoring, doesn't matter. Level 5.
Yep. Level 5.
Now, the coolest thing that's happened, if you waited, to do pet battling, is that they lowered the price. It is now only 10 gold, whereas at the beginning of the expansion, it was 100 gold. This price point was set to keep newer players from jumping into this side game immediately. They don't want you PvPing right off. They don't want you running the Dungeon Finder right off. They want you to enjoy the game and play the game for what it is first. But by paying 10 gold, you will open up pet battles account-wide across all your characters and all your future characters.
Exactly. So, go to your faction city or your little race town, whatever. You talk to the tamer. And you pay 10 gold and you learn pet battles and all of your characters on your account and every character afterwards will know pet battling. So, bam, boom, 10 gold, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Yep, that's right. The quest line, the whole dang thing, it's open to all your characters. Doesn't matter if it's a level 5, it doesn't matter if it's a level 90, and it's really, really cool.
Yep.
All right, so the quest line itself, we've mentioned it, we've alluded to it, but what's all that about? Well, the quest line actually takes you through the steps and teaches you the pet battle system. It's best not to skip it because this can cause bugs. And we've seen them, we've experienced them, they're not fun.
Absolutely. Around level 2, you will fight your first tamer. They will have 2 pets. Don't worry, you got this.
You really do.
Piece of cake.
It is. And if you're having trouble, back out, level them to 3, and go back in. They're both critters.
Yeah, I think for both in both cases, they are both critters.
Mm-hmm. It might be beast critters. Either way, it's a very common one. Most collectors or anybody who's had collected pets before the expansion will have the strong point to them. Now, there's a bug where the trainer in your faction city will stop giving you quests just entirely. At one point, he is supposed to send you to fight other tamers around the world, and he simply doesn't. This bug most commonly happens to people who do not own the Mists of Pandaria expansion. Rest assured. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I actually talked to somebody who was having this problem. It took us forever to troubleshoot. But this bug is actually being worked on. Blizzard's very aware of the problem. They know that it is a problem. You should be able to pet battle without Mists of Pandaria. This is something that they have said.
And remember, the pet battle trainers are racist. They will sell you pets based on the race of the character you talk to them from. You might want to roll an alt. Because, you know, I mean, if you're a panda, you get a Jade Crane kick. You get the chicks. You know what I'm trying to say? And if you're a Draenei, you get something else. So, you got to be different.
From the Exodar.
Yeah, you get them off.
The 3 you really want to look out for that you cannot get anywhere else are the Worgen, who gets a Gilnean Raven. The goblin who gets a strand crawler, and the panda that gets the Jade Crane chick, because you can't collect those specific models anywhere else.
Exactly. It's actually kind of cool. I like that. Yeah, you did. You did. You know what? I can't. JCK. You get the JCK, or as I call him, Kicks.
Yes. I like it too, but it's a little crazy that, you know, they're so blatantly racist. This pet's
they are
for
totally.
You, and this pet's for you. And I wish that the orcs and the humans and such, that they all got a special pet that you couldn't get anywhere else as well. Because that's not fair.
I don't know. Yep. All the original faction dudes are like, meh, we're all whatever.
They're too good for pet battles, clearly.
Right. Clearly.
Well, I guess since those races don't have, like, a home city, starter city of their own, that get something, but a battle pet just seems kind of weak. You know what I'm saying?
They bring exotic pets along with them, I guess. I don't know.
That they can only access through a vendor later.
Through a vendor later, exactly.
After they are removed forcibly from their homelands forever.
Right? Here's a piece of home. Buy a battle pet.
Yeah,
Feels like Kazan already.
Yeah, and the Worgens and the Pandas are like, what?
What? Yeah.
Right in my homeland. Right. After around level 5, when you open up your third pet slot, You should also have learned how to catch wild pets. At this point, you can consider yourself free to roam the world, capturing pets like we all imagined ourselves doing and like we're all itching to do by then.
Totally. This is when the game gets awesome.
Mm-hmm. This is where you just go around being the very best. Like no one ever was.
Like no one ever was. Yes. Except for me.
Ooh. Kef, capturing pets before capturing pets was possible.
Absolutely. Now that you are able to roam free in the world of Azeroth, you can go to each zone, which will have very different pets from the next. And starting at level 1 zones, like Elwynn Forest and Durotar and so forth, you will catch pets around level 1 and 2. If you've been listening to our show, Battle Pets with Eludra and Kephas, there's your plug-alicious!
I was wondering, will Kef plug our show during our show?
Absolutely. In our show, we talk about Pet Spotlight, where we cover the zones. You will know that each zone has a level based on the pets, based on the zone. Does that make sense? Absolutely not. What I'm trying to say is this. As you go through the levels of the zone, you will get higher level pets. So when you go from Elwynn Forest to Westfall, you might catch pets that are around level 3 and 4, and so on and so forth. So basically, as you're leveling, or if you're level 90, you've already been there and done that, you can kind of get an idea of what the pet's level is going to be based on the level of the zone. Does that make sense?
I think it does. Yes, that
but
makes sense.
If you're still confused, head on over to our website, battlepet.net, where we will have an outline of the zones and the levels of the pets.
Yep, just for now though, starting at zones that are level 1 through 10, they're going to be pet level 1 to 2. Every 5 levels you go up, count on the pets bumping up by a level or two. Also, your in-game map will have more zone-specific information. Some of the levels aren't exactly 40 to 45. Some of them are 38 to 42. What are the pets doing there? We don't know. They're going crazy. Other times, Blizzard decided to break their own rule. So, So check out your in-game map, which now gives pet level-specific information along with the zone level appropriate information, which is really cool. That is such a cool feature that they added.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about pet battling etiquette. As you're wandering in the world, I'm sure you're going to come across other people who are also hunting for pets, be them the more commonly found pets per zone to the more rare spawny, like the Mumpfernal. Oh my god, that's what I named my Minfernal. I named him Mump.
Mumpfernal.
Mumpfernal because Mumper talked about him. Yep. But be they the more rare pets like the Mid-Inferno or the Scourged Whelpling down to the various rodents and squirrels we can find.
Yeah.
The first point that I would like to bring up, and I don't know if there's going to be any more points, Kef, so a point I would like to bring up is yes, it is rude to despawn mobs that are rare quality just to frustrate others. It's one thing to be looking for a rare for yourself, but it's entirely different if you just want to despawn a bunch of Mid-Infernals so nobody else can have one for a while. That's just rude and poor sportsman.
That's rude.
Yeah, it's poor sportsman-like. Come on, guys.
Yeah, totally happens. On the other hand, if you're in a guild or you have friends, you know what's really awesome is if you see a pet that maybe you already have or you don't care, but you know someone else who may want that, hey, let them know in guild chat. Hey, there's a sandstorm over in Tenaris. You might want to go get yourself the little bug thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. I actually did this with Mid-Infernals just this weekend. I was running around doing my dailies, and I overflew Fellwood, and one single solitary Mid-Infernal was up. And I was like, I yelled in G-Chat, oh my god, you guys, there's a single Mid-Infernal up. 3 people raced for it in my guild.
Wow.
And I felt so bad that only one could get it. But they did, and it happened to be a green quality. So I was very, very pleased that I managed to camp it. I'm circling it and making frowny bear faces, panda faces at everybody who I imagined would come near.
Yeah.
It's very nerve-wracking to be there and going, there's some infernal here. Somebody else get here that is in my guild.
Right. 3 of the rarest pets in the game I've gotten because of guild chat. So that's the awesome thing. And while we're on the discussion of rares, for you new pet battle tamers out there, Pets do spawn in different conditions, and some are more rare than others, and you can learn more about that information by looking it up online and looking in your pet journal for more information. Also, there are rareness based on quality. There
well,
is.
Wait. First, real quick. You can also what? Listen to my segment, Aludra's Pets, where I outline how to get them. And if they're rare, I can plug two, Kef.
Plugalicious.
We also talk about them here in the show. And if we haven't quite covered it yet, it's because we haven't gotten to the zone yet. But we will get there. We are chugging along. And we hope you're enjoying listening to us babble about what you can find where.
Yes, exactly. And you don't want to get that rarity mixed up with the other kind of rare that we mentioned, which is the rare quality of a pet that you catch. Now, this applies to every pet in the game. A pet can be either gray, white, green, or blue based on quality, with blue being the best and gray being the worst. So, if we say rare quality, that means we're referring to blue quality pets.
Mm-hmm. That's
clear
right.
Clear as mud.
There are also purple epic quality and orange legendary quality pets in the game, but they're not for us yet. We only find them when battling certain tamers. They get to have the super uber pets and we do not. Like Icky Aki, she is the first tamer to have legendary pets. And let me tell you, if you are not prepared for these guys, yikes.
Yeah, Icky Aki is very icky. That's for sure. And you will learn about that as you level through pet battles.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so there you go. We've got you started. You are on your journey. There is much more to learn. There are things like battle stones, and there are so many pets that you can catch out there, but we're not going to cover all that. We just wanted to get you started. So get out there and start being the best that no one ever was and all that good stuff.
That's right. We just want to make sure that everybody knows how to get started. We want you to play the game and have fun. Because to us, that's what this is about. It's just about the sheer fun of pet battles.
Exactly. Click, click, right. Boom.
Let's move on to our first bumper of the evening, Pet Spotlight.
Pet Spotlight.
Finally, a bumper. Ah.
Yay.
Now, if you recall, we're doing Pet Spotlight by zone now. Why by zone? Because these zones have a lot of pets, and we want to let you know what to find and where. Since we are talking about getting started, we are going to finish up the starting zones.
Yay! So the first zone that we're going to cover, which will also include the faction city, is Trisfall Glades and Undercity. There are 8 total pets in Trisfall Glades, including the bat, the rat, the roach, the spider, the lost of Lordaeron, the rabbit, the chicken, and the maggot. And there are 4 pets in Undercity, the lost of Lordaeron, the bat, the Undercity rat, and the roach. Now, the lost of Lordaeron can only be found in Trisfall Glades or Undercity, and the Undercity rat can only be found in Undercity. Go figure.
Yeah, go figure. At least they have their own citywide pet, though, unlike Silvermoon
Everywhere
City,
else?
Found in Eversong Woods. You see, there are 6 pets in Eversong Woods. The cat, the rabbit, the ruby sapling, small frog, snake, and the toad. There are 3 pets found in Silvermoon City itself. The cat, the mouse, and the rabbit. Now, the ruby sapling is the only unique pet found in these 2 zones. And that's only found in the Eversong Woods. So that actually struck me as odd. You want to know the truth? That there wasn't a special city pet. Why can't we catch some of those little brooms sweeping around?
I know. That would have been cool. But I will say in both the Undercity and in Silvermoon or Eversong Woods, both of these zones have very unique pets, being the Lost of Lordaeron and the Ruby Sapling. They are very unique, very different models compared to many other pets. So you might want to go check those out for sure.
Oh, definitely. They're really fun.
Yep. And they're right next to each other, so you're good there. Unless you're Alliance, in which case you don't deserve these guys.
Sure they do, you dork.
Sure they do. Just kidding, Alliance. Because we're going to cover you next, because yours are a lot harder to get. Because we're going to talk about Azure Mist Isle and Exodar. There are only 4 pets in Azure Mist Isle: the gray moth, the rabbit, the skunk, and the squirrel. And there is only 1 pet in Exodar, the mouse. And the gray moth can only be found in Azure Mist Isle.
Yep, so he's your special one.
Yep. I recommend, though, that if you are Horde, that you may want to make a level 1 Draenei. to get to Azure Mist Isle easily. Otherwise, it's going to be a pain.
It's not so much a pain as it is time consuming.
Yeah, really it is. For a gray moth, it's kind of meh.
It's not gray quality, it's just gray in color.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Now, for the last city we have is Teldrassil and Darnassus. There are 9 pets in Teldrassil. The crested owl, the elfin rabbit, the fawn, the forest moth, the rabbit, the red-tailed chipmunk, the small frog, the spider, and the toad. Wow. There are 4 yes. pets found in Darnassus City proper. The red-tailed chipmunk, the small frog, the forest moth, and the elfin rabbit. The crested owl can only be found in Teldrassil. So, he's your special pet, guys. Nothing special in the Darnassus area, but it really struck me as weird, though. You know? I mean, wisps. Again, there are special, unique models over there, so why not just let us catch them?
Yep. Seems the only wisp that you can get is in Nordrassil, which we will cover much later on.
But I know what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, a little color variation goes a long way. I mean, they could have had that wisp be bright blue and then one be bright purple and, you know, the red one from the Spirit of the Summer. And then you have a wisp team.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they didn't do that, did they?
You know what I'd like to see? Some of these wisps have, like, little tiny fairy wings in them. Yeah. Their own little navvy.
Oh, God. No. No, no,
it can
no,
have a,
no.
It can have a shout attack.
We don't want to leave you Gilneas out. Gilneas has spiders and toads. Meh. And Gilneas City? It just has spiders. Double meh.
Well, at least the Gilneans can go back. The goblins can't even... We can look at their island on a map. That's all we've got. Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's like the most beautiful zone in the entire game, and you can never go back there.
It's really quirky. I will give it that. I really like the road system they put in, but yeah, you can't go back. And at least Gilneas, yeah, okay, it's a ghost town swathed in, you know, evil dead mist. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But at the same time, you can go back. You can walk the streets. You can see. Yeah. And you can catch spiders and toads. I love that you can. Meh.
Meh.
Okay, again, this is where the quirky little things could have... jumped in, you know, why not a sense of humor, an enchanted bush or a stick or something?
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. A fire hydrant.
Exactly. I mean,
they're gonna add in a water heater. Why not add in a fire hydrant?
Exactly. It's just
5.2 spoilers.
Mm-hmm. While we're talking quirky pets, let's do wish list. Okay, wish list. Now, this is something I want, and I make no secret of it. I want more quirky pets. I want things that are pretty and unique. I want, this is a fantasy game. Where's my unicorn? Where's my, you know, a little baby unicorn? Where's my piranha with a huge amount of teeth? I see them swimming around. Come on, guys. I know. Ludra, shut up. No! Where's my enchanted parchment and quill? You know, just weird little quirky things. I'd like to see them.
Yep, I agree.
Don't get me wrong. We got the book. We got a couple of books, actually. And we got the broom already. But more stuff like that. That is really awesome stuff. And I just want to see more stuff like that.
I agree. Quirky pets. And going along with that, I would like to see more pets in more zones. Like Vashir, maybe? I don't know. And, you know, we haven't talked about this yet, but there is a new toad frog model. Frog model toad. I don't know. There is a new frog model. For the 5.2, he's like a bullfrog, he looks nice. You put the new frog up to the old frog, and you realize how much the old frog looks like crap. And if you've been listening to our pet spotlights, and the fact that there are small toads, small frogs and toads in like every zone, what I'm trying to get at is, I want new models. For God's sake, I want some new models.
You like this new trend?
Yes. Yeah, the new toad looks amazing. The old toad doesn't even have eyes.
Isn't it frightening when you see the two side by side? They look like they're from completely different games, and I love it. And I don't at the same time.
We will put a picture up on our website. If you don't believe us, you can have a look.
Mm-hmm. I tweeted it, and I never caused so much of an uproar on Twitter as I did when I tweeted the picture of the yeah. two frogs side by side. It is crazy how little alike they look.
It is.
Now, one thing that I noticed they are kind of listening to us in 5.1 that is coming is they're doing more profession cross sort of things. Like, we're going to be able to fish up pets. At least that's the rumor. Yep. Now, I'm not sure. I'm not playing the PTR, basically, because I'm not going to level up to level up again. Sorry, guys. But the rumor is, and I'm not sure what we're going to catch, but we'll be able to catch fishes. And this is going to be so cool and so awesome. And you can bet your brisket that I'm going to be out there fishing every freaking chance I get to try and get some of these pets. So, yay.
Awesome. That's a wish list come true.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Blizzard.
I, Kephas of AIE.
Oh, dear.
Defender of Azeroth. Esteemed pet battler would like dual pet battles. And I want to be able to, I want to make this two thing. I want to see team pet battles, get the words out there, like me and Aludra versus the world, right?
So awesome.
Me and Aludra versus two other people, because we'll never lose, you know. But if not that, at least start with this. I want a spectator mode for battle pets.
Mm. That would be super fun.
Yeah. That's what I want. We can watch duels. We can't watch battle pets. And I want to watch... I want to walk around the world, and I want to see two dudes standing across from each other with their little pets fight. I want to see it. Show me. Come on.
Now, I know they're working on this for PvP, so maybe after they figure it out for PvP, they can figure it out for battle pets.
Absolutely.
Like arenas and such. Maybe they can, you know, battle pet arenas. I don't want to see world PvP, like where you queue up for it and then yay. But if two people challenge each other, you should be able to watch that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be.
It'd be a lot more interesting. Yeah. So that's my wish list in a nutshell.
Yay! And that's our show. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher. You can follow us on Twitter. Kephas is at TheKephas, and I am at Aludra_AIE. Just a quick note, we were on Group Quest number 100. Yay! And we will also be on Realm Maintenance number 25 as soon as that is recorded and out.
Woohoo!
You're the best! So, look for us and us spazzing out and being total battle pet nerds there. Our theme song,
yeah.
Serpent... Every time.
I blame the lag on the internet.
Yeah, I don't. I think you wait. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane. Battle Pets was written by myself and Kephas, and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
Now I'm gonna go say Jade Crane.
This is Tanner, aka Salem, aka Obsessive Mount Collector.
Sometimes people ask me about the smell, but I just say you get used to it.
His rare mount collection got so bad that his best friend went to use the restroom in his house and hasn't been seen for days.
It's about going back to nature for me, and about looking really cool and making other people give me attention. But mostly about nature.
Tanner records about his hoarding addiction every week on a podcast called Arcanum of Azeroth Hoarders.
People ask me why I have so many mounts if you can only ride one at a time, and I ask them, you know, why so much air if you can only take one breath at a time?
Arcanum of Azeroth, Hoarders, every Friday wherever quality podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.